And welcome everybody to episode 603 of RP Grinders. I'm your host Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, before I get to you guys, Wyland's exiled again. He just sent me a Kevin Bacon exile picture on Twitter right as the show starts. So I just thought I'd say that. How you guys doing, Breakman? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm here.
You're here.
Wouldn't it make more sense to tell Breakman about that than Frank? I don't get it.
What? No, that, I mean, you know, it's been running, so he's been sending me all these things, man. So there we go, dick pics. How dare you, Breakman? I should exile you too, son of a bitch.
What are you talking about? I don't know something.
I know what you're. Look, you guys, I see everything. You guys know that, right? I have like eyes in the back of my head. Someone. Yeah. Eric, how you doing, man?
I guess okay.
Okay, both of you guys are just okay today. Well, I'm
peachy. Very hungry because I didn't get a pizza.
Yeah, I know. That sucks, man. They didn't give you your pizza because they couldn't find your address. That shit sucks, man. But all right, we got a packed show for you guys today. We got the normal news. We've got I know we have a Dear Breakman question, which will be interesting. Couple homie like, discount.
I don't know. Like, is Grubhub not giving my address to their drivers or something?
I have no idea, Eric. But
they're giving them a fake address. Yeah, sending them to the wrong house and charging you for it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a dick move.
Exactly. Okay. We've got.
I think the driver was being dumb and was looking for a house, and they should have been looking for an apartment complex.
Yeah. We've got lots on tap for you guys today. Eric's got a couple of reviews. We've got. Of course, our usual Stinkos and Sweetos, and in lieu of our free-for-all today, we have the top 64 N64 games of all time. Say that 12 times fast. We will whittle down 64 games down to 32, and that those will roll on over till next week. Without further ado, let's get to...
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, from RPG site, we got some data on the sale or shipment numbers of Remake, which I guess is the sale numbers for the company, not for the retailers. Or critical acclaim, I guess. But they surpassed 5 million in shipments and digital sales worldwide.
In breaking news, they say that's a disappointment, Eric, so...
No, the disappointment was if it was less than 4 million.
No, I know.
That's
man.
How it used to be.
I'm just.
He was joking.
That was purely a joke, man.
I got it.
But it still hasn't managed to beat Animal Crossing's numbers.
And nor will it. Animal Crossing sold a shit ton.
I'm talking about the new one.
Yeah.
For some reason, people want to be enslaved to Tom Nook.
Tom Nook.
If you play the new Horizons, he's actually not ripping you off at all.
Oh, he's not a slave driver anymore. He's not.
Nope.
Tom Nook will always be a son of a bitch.
I think it's because the feds in Nintendo Land decided that they had dirt on him. So
he finally chilled out his ways. He finally cooled his jets, man. That's cool. All right. Big news here. Final Fantasy. I don't think this is surprising to anybody. Final Fantasy VII did gangbusters and actually sold a shit ton. So, and it just went on sale, by the way. So I think on the PlayStation Store, it's like $40. So, I mean, it's going to sell even more. You can expect this number to go up to 7, maybe even 8 before it's all said and done, because they'll keep dropping the price a little bit, you know, incrementally, and it'll keep selling. It's from all accounts, it's a good game. So I haven't played it yet, but when the price gets right, of course, I'm going to buy it.
Wait till the inevitable PS5 release, because I'll do it.
Oh, of course, of course. And maybe I should wait till the PS5 for sure. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Atelier Risa 2, Lost Legends and the Secret Fairy launches on December 3rd in Japan, January 2021 for PC.
Which is about the same time the North American release happens.
Yeah.
Toei Kekmo has also introduced more characters down in the sequel, including familiar faces Teo and Bose, along with newcomer Sari. The game settings and other new exploration systems have been also been revealed. And yeah.
Sorry,
the dog
guys.
Doesn't like that. The dog does not like this game.
Sorry, guys. I'll mute.
I agree. Although I'll tell you.
I think the I think the dog just hates your pronunciation.
That's a good excuse too. I can't control this dog. Like any time, like there's a noise, like somebody knocks at the door or opens the door, she just, man, I gotta work on her with that. I don't know.
Only bark if it's a Jehovah's and Witnesses, only to drive them away.
Yeah, exactly. I told you, dog, only bark at the Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, like terrorize the dog until it only barks at religious nuts. Okay,
you give it a treat for regular things, but when it barks at religious nuts, you give it like a steak dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
here you go.
Yeah,
good dog.
Complete with like a bib and like you know a table and everything with like candles and yeah, the whole.
I'll just remember that every time you see them people with that black book in their hands.
Anytime you see people with white shirts and ties, you know they're Mormon, so you're good to go. You know, stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. Brakeman, you get it. You get it, Brakeman.
Okay. Stick the squirrels on them if you can train them.
Oh, God. She hates squirrels, which is why
never
I love
try and, you should never try that. Squirrels will turn on you eventually.
Oh, God. Squirrels are the worst. Almost as bad as prairie dogs. But anyways, continue on. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Now there's just some new gameplay features, dynamic rope action. The numerous runes of the Rizza's team will visit on their adventure will have obstacles that hinder their paths. If Rizza obtains a new adventuring tool called the Emerald Band and use the new action to explore every corner. Wait. I said if? No. Yeah. Why if? I mean if they obtain the Emerald Band? She may also be able to find clues that solve the ruins of mystery. Underwater exploration and getting soaked. Ooh, wet t-shirt contest. swimming underwater with the new action now allows underwater explorations. You can gather materials both on surface and underwater. And
I like find this. New... All of this and sounds good.
And you can find new ruins as well. Characters who just went back from the water to land will also have their clothes properly soaked. I like that. That happens in Final Fantasy 15 too.
That's a neat little touch. I like when developers do that type of thing. You know, it's good.
Yeah, like in 15, they also get dirty if you go like you go over a day or something and, with fighting and combat. Like your characters get more and more dirty. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
do you
that's
like
good.
Get bonuses for cleaning them?
No, but you can get items to keep them clean. Like there's like a towel item you can get to clean them off or something. Mm. But basically, every time you go to camp, they take a shower or bath or whatever. I don't know.
It's
a deadly premonition. Like if you don't take care of yourself, you start stinking and your health starts deteriorating. But you get paid for cleaning your clothes and taking a shower.
All that stuff happens automatically. When you get to camp, one of them will be like, oh, I'm so sticky and nasty. And another one's like, bath time! So it makes me think like they're all bathing together.
That's even better. All right, man. What else?
There's also the royal capital of Ashram Bard. Baird? I don't care. A very large city that Riz's hometown, Kirkin Island, is nothing in size comparison. While getting surprised by the sheer amounts of buildings lined up and people that come and go, Rizza will prepare an atelier here to go on a new adventure.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then there's some new characters I don't think we need to get.
Yeah, I already mentioned their names.
It's like they realize where they fucked up with Fierce, and they're like, let's improve this immensely.
Yeah, Rizza looks like it's going to be a great game, man. I got kind of high hopes for that. So.
I need to get back to playing Rizza so I can actually review it.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next game from RPG Site. Tentem, coming to PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, and the Switch in 2021.
Apparently not PS4 or the Xbox One.
Yeah, apparently
but
not.
But I guess if it's coming to Series X, it is coming to Xbox One, so...
Yeah.
No PS4 version is weird.
You know, I think PS... The PlayStation... It seems like they might follow in the same footsteps as Microsoft with the backwards compatibility type thing. I just don't know if they're going to do the, you know, if you buy it on PS4, you'll be able to play it on PS5 thing. I don't, you know, that's one thing that they haven't discussed.
They won't because they're fucking Sony.
Well, we'll see. You know, then
they'll probably do cross-buy, but they probably won't do something like smart delivery.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping they do because that's one thing that Xbox has in spades, for sure.
And for Sony, I think it'll come down to price.
Yeah, yeah, it depends
on
price.
How much it will cost them, how much they can sell the system for. Like for them, that's going to be a very big factor.
Yeah, which no idea how much it's going to cost yet, but rumors are have it like $500, $550, so we'll see. They definitely don't want to do the $600 thing. That's one thing that you can count on. It will not be $600. So,
had they released it during the pandemic for $600, they would have been able to sell it.
And that would probably only be true for first party titles. So third party titles, you probably have to buy separately.
Yeah, no question, Breakman. They would definitely have sold. Like they could have charged probably $1,000 during the pandemic, and people would have paid it.
People were doing that for the Switch. I mean, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Buying them and selling them on Google or selling them on Google, selling them on Amazon for $1,000.
Yeah,
they're selling them on Google.
On that note, Eric, next story.
Next story. Xenoblade Chronicles. I hate the Chronicles. I'm just not going to mention it again. Definitive Chronicles Edition. It sold 1.32 million units. Ring Fit Adventure 4 million units. At Pokemon Sword Shield at 18.22 million.
What is Ring Fit Adventure? I've never even heard of that game.
It's an exercise game.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
It's some band you wear on your waist. And
oh, that dumb thing. Yeah. Okay. Ugh, okay. Okay.
Actually, you don't wear it on your waist. You do aerobics with it, and it's a resistance band.
Yeah, that's a big Pokemon number, isn't it? 18.22. Gee, man, that's a big number. It's like kind of like the number you showed me, Eric, on when you DM me that the Bible has now been outsold by One Piece,
lots of things have outsold the Bible, but the fact that it has is kind of hilarious, and I can't verify it actually, but it's probably true. But I think it's funny, especially because the entire point of One Piece seems to be fighting against authority, and it's probably going to end with a Journey to the West situation where Monkey D. Luffy is going to probably fight the god of the Celestial Dragons or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's basically fighting against heaven.
Yeah, Xenoblade Chronicles selling 1.32 sounds a little low to me.
Well, it only came out a couple months ago.
That's true too. So maybe with some price decreases, they might. That's one reason.
It's a lot more than the originals did.
Yeah, that's true.
Or the 3DS version.
Yeah. The thing about it is, though, is like when in comparison to some of the other big hitters, like Pokemon, there's no comparison to almost anything. I think Pokemon probably isn't Pokemon like the number one selling game of all time, Eric. Like, period. Mm. Like.
I don't know.
It's not even close. I don't think it's close. That series, I think, has sold more games than anything. But, like, 1.32 million sounds, like, low, but maybe in the grand scheme of things, it's really not that low for a game of that caliber. But, okay, let's move on. Let's see. Who did that story? You, Eric?
I think it helps when
you're losing your mind.
It helps when you don't sell a game exclusively to one retailer. And almost pass up on localizing it in the first place.
Yeah,
actually, they did pass up on it. They left Europe do it.
Oh, that's right. You did do it, Break, right?
No, I actually Eric did it.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Okay, Break, you're exiled.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Mortal Shell launches on August 18th for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC via the Epic Game Store. And that is the whole fucking story in the header.
Yeah.
It's $30. You didn't know.
Yeah.
That's not in there. They did not put that in the story.
Yeah, that's how much it costs.
Yeah. Cool. Sorry, guys. My dog is deciding to be a bitch.
The dog hates the Mortal Shell.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
exactly. I wonder if it's coming Game Pass, though. It didn't say, though. Yeah.
It doesn't... The trailer doesn't do it justice, I don't think. I think it could be okay. But, I mean, it's not giving us a lot of gameplay or anything like that. Just
one
very...
thing I did notice is that the game's playing at 60 frames.
Yeah.
So it's doing what, basically doing whatever trickery Neo did to get it to run that way.
Yeah.
Which means it won't look pretty, but I'd rather have a smooth running game than a pretty one.
I agree with you completely, and I think it does look pretty, and it's running at 60 frames, which I think is possible. But Wyland says, I know what games I hope is in the top 32, Episode 1 Racer, MK Trilogy, and KI Gold, if they made it into this. One of the three made it, Wyland, but I had to do a top 64 list. It was really difficult for me to do. I asked everybody to send in games. You should have sent them some games, Wyland. I would have added them, but
yeah, everybody kind of died on that.
It's all good. We've got
decent one.
Yeah, you got one, Wyland. So that's, I mean, take solace in that. We'll see if it makes.
No, I mean, we on Twitter we only got one submission.
Yeah,
that was for episode one Racer.
Yeah, and we got one in chat. I think Freak mentioned Ocarina, which of course Ocarina was going to be in there. So, okay, next story comes to us. Let's see, I think it's my turn. To us from RPGsite.net, NIS America announces Saviors of Sapphire Wings, Stranger of Sword City revisited for Nintendo Switch and PC in 2021.
It's so dumb that they put the name of the DLC in front of the name of the title of the game.
I know, that's so weird.
I was really confused by this title. Like, what the okay.
Yeah, it should be Stranger of Sword City, Saviors of Sapphire Wings. That would make a lot more sense.
It's because Revisited itself was already a retooling of the original game.
Yeah,
Now they've added DLC on top of it, plus even more content.
Yeah, discover a tale of war, darkness, and the power of bonds, coming to the West for the first
James
time.
Bonds.
Yeah, 007, 006. You know,
I'm surprised the Xbox One is left out.
Yeah,
that's what the lead platform for the original release was.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so there you go. I'm not going to read the... Well, I guess I could read the key features. Knights assemble, muster all your might and cunning to confront the forces of the Overlord of Darkness. Assemble your party, develop your own playstyle. Well, that's... Oh, Jesus Christ. Bound by battle, lead allies into battle and keep them alive to strengthen your bonds and unlock their true potential. Off the battlefield, have one-on-one conversations with your comrades to discuss their history and outlook on your adventures. That's a nice touch.
Get to know them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's only the NPCs from the tavern because your user-created characters can die. So,
Hunters of Darkness, turn the tables on the denizens of evil by setting traps to corner their elusive and dangerous monsters and defeat them to obtain rare and powerful treasures. Revisiting Stranger of Sword City, put your dungeon delving skills to the test in another thrilling adventure with Strangers of Sword City Revisited. This classic RPG comes with additional content, including expanded character creation options, in-game events, and new items and equipment. So, sounds like a pretty robust adventure RPG, dungeon crawler. So,
Okay. Saviors of Sapphire Wings is a completely different game. They made it sound like it was an expansion of the Stranger of Sword City, but it might be taking place within the same universe.
This game sort of reminds me of Wizardry Tale of a Forsaken Land, the way that it's kind of first-person shooter-esque. First-person.
It is that type of game, and it is difficult.
Yeah. Looks okay. Looks all right. Okay, let's see. Eric, next story.
Next story is Necromunda Under Hive Wars, which has got a release date for September 8th. And it's a multiplayer tactical RPG for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC for Steam.
Okay. Not much in the way of gameplay, really, but exciting trailer. So, there you go. There's a little bit of gameplay. So, what is this coming out for, Eric?
Everything but the Switch.
Okay. Next gen consoles as well, or nothing on that yet?
They probably won't do a new version. They'll probably just make it playable on the new consoles with bonus.
Gotcha.
Performance.
Focus Home Interactive has been publishing some good titles lately. So. Might be something to look forward to for sure. All right, Breakman, what do we got?
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Final Fantasy XI is getting a new story content for the first time in 5 years. Why? The voracious resurgence is coming to Final Fantasy XI. Not 14, 11.
So wait. Oh, Final Fantasy 14, or I mean 11, has lore in it now.
Yeah, apparently.
It has voracious resurgence now. So.
Yeah,
is that their way of saying it's not dead or something?
I guess so. Let me see here. Here's what their press release. The most exciting news I have to share is the brand new storyline will be coming to Vanadil. This story will play out over the course of many version updates rather than just a few. Explore a side of Vanadil that's never before seen the light.
Probably because of COVID. That's why.
Is required to experience the wonderful new content. So I hope that those of you who haven't experienced Iroha's tale in full will take this opportunity to do so. But why are they splitting up their own customer base like this? Like, they already got, I mean, shouldn't they be moving everybody to 14?
I know. Well, I mean, maybe 11 is still super popular, man.
I'll wait until 11 has private servers and I'll play that, maybe. But I'd rather play 14.
Yeah. When 14 came out, that was like, what, 2014 maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's getting about time when you think they would move on to like a new one.
Yeah.
New Final Fantasy One.
Yeah, Final Fantasy, what at this point, 16?
16. Yeah. 17 will be the next mainline flagship title that is not an online game.
Yeah, this just seems weird to me, but okay. I mean, if you're, for the people who are still playing 11, all two of you, here you go.
All two of you, here you go. More content. I don't know what to say to Wyland. There's apparently some buffering issues. I part of it might be like I see the rate's pretty low on my end, but my internet connection's good. I don't know what's going on, but well.
They've also offering a special return home to Vanadil campaign for the 7th, which is today through the 17th, for you can play for free Final Fantasy XI. So there you go.
Final Fantasy. What do you play that on the PS2?
Yeah, it's not like they ever bothered to do a PS4 version of that game.
Jesus, you have to go get your old PC.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's on the PS3.
Yeah, it is the PS2, it looks like, man. PS2 and 360. Wow. That's crazy, man. Fuck. People still playing that?
Actually, they shut the PS2 servers down, so it's just 360 and PC.
I got you. Okay. Well, shit. Okay. More priority.
Who knows how much longer the 360 servers will be on.
Yeah, I don't know. Real quickly, I'm going to stop the stream and then I'll restart it, but we can definitely...
Yeah, I was just refreshing on my end to see if there's anything wrong, too.
Yeah, I'll stop and then restart.
I don't know why I said that weird. We always seem to have technical difficulties. This is normal.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. All right, so who's doing the next story?
Since you are working on it, I'll go ahead and read the next story. Coming to us live from PC Gamer, Sekiro already has a boss rush mode on PC with this mod, and it's exhausting. It's my most haunting Ninja Nightmare.
Oh, this is not the article I was trying to get, but I can mention it, I guess. Yeah. Since we're talking about it, but it's getting a content update in October.
Okay.
I need to find the article, and we can get back to it later. Okay.
This is a long article. I don't know if you really
skip
want to
skip this one. Do another one while I look for the real one.
Okay, coming to us live from still loading here, Silicon Era, you fuckers. Cuphead gives even more people a timeless game with its PS4 port. So there you go.
Yeah.
Part of the magic of it is now enmeshed in nostalgia. Part of the magic of Cuphead is how enmeshed in nostalgia it is. Everything about it feels familiar while still being entirely new. Presentation calls to mind the wit and hijinks of Looney Tunes cartoons. There can be winks and nods to more mature viewers while kids can appreciate the cartoonish ambience. It is reminiscent of Tex Avery and the Fleischer Studios calling back to cartoons people potentially grew up with, but imprisoning them in fresh way that makes them vibrant and new again. I mean, it looks to me exactly like Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, it's got that vibe.
It's based on the Fleischer animation cartoons, but the thing is, a lot of people, they got some criticism because apparently didn't completely replicate the feeling by referencing the cultural commentary that it had in it.
It's really good, man. Cuphead is.
But I don't know. I'd rather play this on PC with a trainer and beat the game so I could see all the content because it's so fucking hard, and then play it on the console legit and get frustrated, be the first game to make me break a controller.
Oh, Cuphead is, man. Cuphead's tough.
It's a tough. I think it was stupid for them to like hide content behind difficulty setting.
Yeah. It's hard enough as it is. Like, you can even do it on the quote unquote easy setting and it's still pretty difficult, man. Like I don't know. It's just a really difficult game. All right.
There's nothing new to it either. So this is just exact quartz. It doesn't sound like that content's going to be easier to get.
Yeah. Did someone do the Sekiro story, or did we skip that?
But I do think that the DLC is still slated to come out afterwards. So maybe they could have timed it better.
Mm. Yeah.
The Sekiro story has been done.
Okay.
I need to do the Sekiro story because that one.
The one on here has been done. We're doing a new one.
Yeah. Okay. The new one is new Sekiro content announced for a coming October update. I want to actually talk about what the content is.
Okay.
There'll be a series of costumes that you can get, but in order to get them, you're going to have to, they're purely cosmetic, so you don't have to do them if you want the costume, you'll have to do them, but you don't have to do it to get extra bonuses, because you're not going to get, there's going to be an actual boss rush in the game, called Gauntlets of Strength, which isn't just a boss rush, it's more like a series of different boss rush challenges you can do. But if you get through them all, and the kicker here is that you only have one life to do it against them. So you can't resurrect during them. But besides a trio of new costumes, it also introduced this thing called Remnants, where it's kind of like Neo, where I guess it's similar to the messaging system in the older Dark Souls games, where they can like show a recording of things player did to get through an area. So it's like kind of like the opposite of Bloodborne and Dark Souls, though, where we usually see how they died. It's probably how they succeeded this time.
Yeah, let's see how you die. Like as if you don't die enough in those games, you know? It's like, come on, let's get some positive in here.
But they last up to 30 seconds, so. I guess you can rate them, and then if you're playing a game and you rate it positively, and the person that made that is playing the game, then you get like a health refill.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
So that's one way the game became semi easier without, because like. The game originally had no kind of online component, so this is interesting. And I'm wondering if they're doing this update now because they are prepping for DLC.
Okay. Well, there you go. Anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right. Next story comes to us from Silconera. Disgaea 6 characters possibly shown in NIS America email. We might have just gotten a look to some of the new characters in Disgaea series, potentially even from Disgaea 6. NIS America sent out an email with a message from President Shohei Nikawa. At the end of the short note was an image of two Disgaea-like demons sitting on a gravestone and eating.
I actually have the email if you want to see what he said. Do you want me to
follow up? Oh, he emailed you? That's cool.
Yeah.
No, he sent it to them and they sent it to us.
Okay. It looks cool, but anyways.
Here it is. Let me read it. Message from Mr. Nikawa, President of Nippon Ichi Software. The world is trying to change drastically, but our mission has not changed. We are currently working on multiple game projects in order to bring fun and happiness, which are both highlighted in yellow, to as many people as possible. Please look forward to them.
And of course,
fun and happiness.
Yeah, of course, this is a controlled leak, right? I mean, they don't, they, their emails, like if you're up on the executive level, those emails are, and you're sending it out.
You can't call the controlled leak if they did it themselves, though, so.
Well, it's, so in other words, it's just a leak on their part. They did it on purpose, so there you go. Yeah, this is definitely Disgaea artwork.
I think this is their way of saying, these are the two main characters, and we're going back to our roots because we're having two characters that are children, essentially.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think the problem, some people, it's not that four or five were bad. Some people had problems with five, but I think, like, if there was an issue that you could levy at them, is that they took themselves too seriously by having an adult cast.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I guess.
Especially in the case of five, they kind of went super edgelord mode in the game.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with the leg. Hopefully that's all resolved. I stopped and restarted the stream. So if you're wondering, like, on the why there's two separate pieces to this week's show on YouTube or Twitch, that's why. But if you're listening on, if you're downloading somewhere else, everything will be fine. Wyland says it was Frank's Stone Age internet break. The connection wasn't being chiseled fast enough. How dare you? You know what? I got something for Wyland up on the screen right now. There you go, Wyland. That's just for you, son of a bitch. Exiled. I think I got it fixed, so I think we're good to go. All right, who's Eric? Do the last story, please.
All right, last story is Spelunky 2. Anybody like Spelunky?
Yeah, Spelunky I remember being pretty fun. Yeah.
It was like, I really play Spelunker HD, to be honest, because this game's just brutally difficult.
It's really hard. Yeah. It's definitely
difficult. I remember playing Miner 2049.
It's like Rogue Legacy levels of RNG fuckery, because the game's almost rigged to make you die.
Yeah, it was that type of game for sure. But it was fun. I mean,
it's got a lot of physics-based stuff, and this game has even more of that.
Yeah, it's fun. Pitfall crossed with Super Meat Boy, and that's pretty much.
Although I'm not a big fan of roguelike games. I mean, I like roguelike games, but like roguelike games like this, I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah.
So I'd much rather play the controlled game like La Mulana.
Yeah, La Mulana is
which has actual design in it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is, yeah. Spelunky's a tough game, so, you know, if you're into that, if you like torture, then this game's going to be for you for sure. Okay, that's the news, everybody.
And I can mention that Braid is getting a remaster, but fuck Braid and fuck John Blow.
Yeah, John Blow.
Braid's about a fucking incel. Jesus, yeah. A girl who doesn't like him.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of that game. I think, I don't know, I kind of like Braid, but it was innovative, but maybe a little too overrated.
Plus, I don't want to give John Blow any money, because he certainly doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
He pooped on Japanese developers, he pooped on women in gaming.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Slagar says
so torture. So when you play Braid, you're actually playing as John Blow.
Yeah. Tortured, Slagar says. Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's move on to Homie Discount.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
All right, real quickly, there is a Homie Discount for PlayStation Plus again. It's from CD Keys. The same type of discount, but now it's $34, which is not a bad deal at all. I think they're trying to get rid of all their digital codes, and I think that's what's going on. Sony does have a bunch of, speaking of PlayStation Plus, their summer sales going on, and they keep adding games day to day. There's just way too many. On Xbox, I did look, and there's a lot of, they have a summer sale going on as well.
Nintendo sales really weak this month.
It is, yeah.
You can buy all the Dooms for like $12.
Yeah.
All the Dooms aside from Doom
Eternal
2016.
Or, yeah, 2016.
Doom Eternal's not even out yet on the Switch.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think that one's like $30, though.
Yeah. Okay. There's still some anime seasons on the Microsoft Store for free, so you can check those out. And that's about it for homie discounts. Let's move on.
There's actually a weekend thing going on with Xbox where you can play games like Dragon Ball FighterZ and
I didn't see that.
And Call of Duty for free.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Everybody. Right? So that's just not just people who have the Xbox Live or Xbox Live.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think you can buy Dragon Ball FighterZ, for like $15 on the eShop right now.
Wyland says Fall Guys is one of the free games on Plus. I'm going to have to check that out.
Does it star Lee Majors?
No. Not those kind of Fall Guys.
Man, that's such a great reference, Rake, man. You get +5 to charisma for that one, man. Okay. Let's move on to Breakman segment.
Some video games starring Lee Majors.
Yeah, exactly. $6 Million Man. All right, Breakman. Dear Breakman, I think we have something this week.
Yes, we do. Coming to us from @toy_open. That's Tony Toy Box online. This is a question for Dear Breakman, segment of the show, Dear Breakman. Would you be down to cosplay for bedroom hijinks with your significant other if she wanted you to act as a famous actor?
Mm.
I mean, why would she want that when she could have me?
I mean,
other than say The Rock, I get that. You know, that's different. Yeah. Other than say The Rock, I mean.
Speaking of The Rock, he bought the XFL.
I think that's pretty fucking awesome.
That is awesome. It's great.
He bought it for like $15 million or some ridiculous low amount of money too.
Yeah, $15 million is what he bought it for.
So anyway, back to the famous actor thing. You know, if you want to cosplay, you know, that's absolutely acceptable.
Cosplay.
I'm going to say no, just for the simple reason, like actor, I could see if it was like, you know, comic book characters or like if you wanted to like act like Vikings or something, you know, like something like that. But why would you go for like just a person, you know, like go for something.
How do you cosplay as an actor themselves?
Yeah.
And Kevin Bacon, of course. I'm sorry, missed my
the only way it worked is if they actually role played too.
But what if she wanted you to role play, say, like Angelina Jolie or something?
Yeah.
You might get a little uncomfortable doing that. You know?
I want to role play as a typecast.
I guess
this person.
I guess I could see something like if you wanted to do Marilyn Monroe, like if someone wanted to dress up like Elvis, someone else like Marilyn Monroe.
No, I'm saying if she wanted you.
I see what you're saying. Well, I guess you could pull it off, Breakman. I mean, just get the little.
You could be Steve Buscemi.
I mean, obviously, I could pull it off. There's no
or Kevin James.
Oh yeah, I'm sure Bray could pull off Kevin James pretty good, man. Like, you know, I could. I mean, but see, how would you pull off somebody like George?
No offense, Kevin James. I think you're hilarious. You're a bit bigger than me.
I'm just saying, like, how would somebody cosplay as like George Clooney? You know, just go in the room and say, "Hi, I'm George Clooney."
Bray could be Kevin Bacon.
No, I would not dare. I would not dishonor his Lord and Savior that way. See, you hear me, Lord. I wouldn't dishonor you like that.
Brake doesn't want any computer problems today, man. Eric, we shouldn't push our luck, man.
Smited.
Yeah, I bet Brake has Mrs. Brake cosplay of Lord Bacon as Lord Bacon. There you go.
Specifically, Lord Bacon.
No, celebrities.
I mean, every woman should own the Return of the Jedi bikini, Leia's bikini. Bikini.
That man, that's a good idea, man. That's such a great sexy costume. Like when I see cosplayers do Slave Leia, it's like. It's like really good, man. That's a great one.
I bet
one.
It hurts to wear though.
Probably does, man. Probably does. No, like any old
most
celebrity...
costumes look like they're uncomfortable.
You know,
they honestly do. The cosplay costumes, there are no cosplay costumes that ever look like.
Cosplay as Mr. Bean.
Cosplay.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Don't say anything and just.
You see what I'm saying? Like
every once in a while, just talk in a very deep voice.
Like
threw me when all of a sudden he'd talk and it'd be this like very deep voice.
Like I could probably pull off like you know, if we're talking like you know, celebrities, I could probably pull off like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, I mean, that'd be pretty easy for me, you know. In his Mr. Olympia days.
I think Cheech Marin is easier for you or John
Lee. How dare you, Eric, you know what? I'm gonna throw something on the screen for you, just for you, sir. That's what you get right there, Eric.
Do cartoons count as celebrities? Can you do Ren too?
Oh, how dare you, Stimpy! Oh, what are you doing, man? Yeah,
how dare you? Or Beavis and Butthead, since you do it all the time.
Shut up.
Wait, which one of you is Beavis and which one's Butthead, though?
Yeah, well, see, that would be weird. Like,
what if you did weird cops with sex as one person doing beefs and the other Butthead?
You know what a turnoff that would be, like, to cosplay, like, you guys, like, can you imagine that break? shut up, like, you know,
I'm
we're
sure
gonna...
someone's done it.
Shut up, Beavis, I'm close.
I'm shattered,
Beavis.
Shut up, Beavis, we're gonna, like, you know, do it bareback and stuff. Freak Five is gonna get another exile. He says Frank could pull off the old man in Family Guy. How dare you?
No way, too young.
How dare you? But yeah, like Beavis and Butthead would be like the worst cosplay ever, man. That would be terrible, man. Okay. I think
we could come up with some other even more. No, I don't know. Beavis and Butthead's pretty bad.
That's a pretty bad one, man. I can't think of...
You know, the more I think about it, the only one thing I can think of worse is, like, Rudy Giuliani and Trump or something like that.
Who would... Like, if you were to do that break, man, who would be Trump and who would be Giuliani?
Barack Obama and Biden.
Oh, God. That might be pretty bad, too. Because then you'd
at least in that situation, you know which one's the man.
I'm gonna say Obama's the man because Biden just takes everything.
I don't even know what to say to that, Eric. Man, that's that was pretty good, man. Okay, I think we got to move on from.
Except before we do anything else, it's gonna offend.
Smokey and the Bandit, Weiland says.
Then again, maybe Biden's the man because he's grabby everything.
Smokey and the Bandit. Oh my goodness! So somebody would have to dress up as like.
Well, I'm Burt Reynolds. So.
So you'd make Mrs. Brakeman dress up as Smokey.
No, what? She could be Sally Fields. Damn it! What?
No, he's talking about like Burt Reynolds and like the cop. You know.
What's his name?
Jay and Silent Bob. That'd be another terrible one, man.
Legendary actor, what's his name?
Sean Connery? I don't know.
No, the cop from Smokey. The Smokey.
Jackie Gleason?
Jackie Gleason, thank you. God, I couldn't think of his fucking name. I was like, legendary actor.
You could probably pull... You might be able to pull that one off, break, but you'd have to be Jackie Gleason's character, you know? Huh. Maybe like Super Troopers. I don't know.
It looked more like his stupid son than him.
Cersei and Jaime Lannister. Oh my goodness, Freak Five. That would be funny as fuck, man. If somebody cosplayed as that.
Roleplay his brother. They're brother and sister. Cousins?
Yeah,
or...
they're brother and sister. Brother for sure.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Roleplay his brother and sister getting on there.
Yeah. All right, we need to move on, guys, because we got some stuff to do here.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Like Superman and Zod, you know, stuff like that. Okay.
The most unsexy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like Batman and Alfred.
I was like flipping through them and I had to stop and laugh. But it was She-Hulk and like somebody else. Like it was so bad.
Here's one for you. Batman and Alfred.
Ooh.
Batman and Robin.
Oh God, even worse. Then you're talking about pedophilia.
Like the old school Robin, like the old
I think you'd fulfill a lot of people's fantasies with that one.
Yeah. Honestly. Okay, let's move on to what you've been playing, Breakman.
I had a little bit of time to play some Final Fantasy this weekend, so I've gotten down to
even worse.
What?
the hell was that?
I have no idea what that was.
Yeah, that was weird. Sounds like even worse. And I'm just like, what did I just say?
I think I hit a key and it did something on my stream.
Okay.
But it was, should have been in the message box, so something fucked up.
Yeah, how weird. All right, break. Final Fantasy.
So I got through most of the dungeons, only to find that the last dungeons left are fucking asshole bullshit. I was going to say, Final Fantasy 15 up to this point is probably the easiest Final Fantasy I've ever played.
Wow, even easier
as long
than...
as you've got potions, you're in no trouble at all. Yeah. Just heal yourself, you can repeatedly heal yourself over and over again. Yeah. And lots of button mashing and stuff like that. But the last dungeon, the last of those deep dungeons, they decide to make it harder by not allowing you to use potions.
Oh, how nice. How nice.
Yeah, so suddenly, like, this game that had been easy up to this point, they're like, well, you gotta get this through this one the hard way, bitch.
FF7's hard mode's entirely like that.
Yeah.
But it's actually quite manageable compared to what you're doing.
Which wouldn't be so bad if they would let you save. That's the part that's driving me fucking crazy with these dungeons. The other one that was driving me crazy is a puzzle platforming like dungeon.
Yeah,
you're not fucking Mario.
That never works out.
Your character's not Mario.
They're making a new platforming in the game that wasn't designed to be a platform.
What was it pretty like? Much, yes. Wild Arms tried that shit and it just didn't work. You know,
Wild Arms is okay. It's just 4's platforming sucks. And 3's platforming doesn't suck, you just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. Freak5 says that he's been playing Fairy Tail, which he got, from winning the contest. How is that, Freak5? And he also, Eric says Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. Jesus Christ, man. Pinky in the Brain.
You went kind of silent there for a second.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, Freak5 says Pinky in the Brain. Jason Voorhees and Freddy Krueger. That would be pretty awful.
That one might be worse than Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know, though.
But they weren't really like friends. They were enemies.
So you could make...
Angry sex.
Yeah, I think you could make that one work. But Beavis and Butthead, man. Oof. That'd be tough. Wyland says, yeah, I think the only thing he played this week was Ultimate MK3 Plus. Okay. Oh, and SNES Star Fox. Ooh, okay.
Classic.
Yeah, classic trip, Wyland.
No, I mean, like, did he play it on the classic, or did he, like,
he probably emulated it, something. I don't know.
I don't think that game holds up very well.
Yeah, Star Fox,
I like Star Fox 64, but the original Star Fox, I was playing it on the Mini, and I'm just like, oh, man, it's like... This frame rate is awful.
It's hard to go back to.
It is hard to go back. So this last two dungeons are stupid. It wouldn't be so hard if I had all the time in the world, but I don't really have all the fucking time in the world to solve these puzzles. Unless I just, go through straight guide, I can probably get through it in like an hour, but I'm trying to solve the puzzles and stuff like that, so I didn't get to finish it. And, it doesn't save, so I gotta go back and do it over again. Not looking fucking forward to that.
Yeah, I know. I hate shit like that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that, and then the giant turtle's really all that I have left of Final Fantasy, other than, unlocking, the stuff I've missed, going fishing and stuff. I found out I have less than half the fish in the game. I didn't even know that. I thought I was doing pretty good, and then I started looking through the menus, and I'm like, oh shit, there's over 100. Oh, I suck.
It's like me on Dragon Quest, man. I'm looking at the bestiary and I haven't even gotten but a quarter of the fucking monsters, man. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. That's something that has to be finished, the bestiary. Yeah. Must be finished.
Yeah.
So that mostly, and some more Final Fantasy, or more Star Wars Battlefront. And this weekend I might play something different because of the free game this weekend.
Yeah, cool. Right.
Even
on,
though,
man.
I can play most of those, but Borderlands 3 and Call of Duty were two of the games that are on it that I do not have, and they're not part of Game Pass.
Mm. Okay, well, there you go, man. You got some stuff to play this weekend. Mm-hmm. Looks like. Eric, what you've been playing, man?
More Seven Scarlet. I'm on the true route, and I'm nearing the end of that, and then I unlock the last character out, which sounds like it's just a little excerpt involving a new character that we haven't seen, and it's probably just his epilogue. But other than that, I played Paper Mario The Origami King. I decided I was tired of waiting for the patch to come out. The patch has finally come out, and I've already since beaten the game and sold it, because I'll tell you why I sold it later, but when I get my review. But other than that, I played Blasphemous because the DLC for that came out with the content update. It's actually a pretty hefty update, several gigs big.
Because
it's got quite a few bit new content in there.
That's awesome.
It's a much better game because, like, being able to give your Tears of Atonement to the offertory box, which is new in the church and the main town hub area. But once you give them enough, it lets you teleport between the various save points.
Okay, well,
which
cool.
makes fat. They didn't actually fix the original fast travel. They did that instead.
Yeah.
I think there are like three new places you can warp to with the old travel system. So that's there too.
Okay.
But it actually apparently makes doing the chalice run, which you have to take this chalice and kill three specific enemies while you're holding onto it without dying or using the original teleport system, or you fail to get a sword upgrade, which I already got, so I don't even need to really do that unless I want 100% map completion.
Yeah.
But because the map completion resets. But in order to access the new DLC boss fights and get the new ending related to that DLC, you have to play New Game Plus, which meant I had to fight the final boss again.
Ew.
Which took a while, but I did it. But, like, New Game Plus isn't that much harder. I mean, enemies hit harder, so you have to be more careful, but they still seem to have the same HP, maybe that's slightly higher than it was before.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's not too difficult, but the bosses themselves are hard, so I'm dying a lot on the bosses.
Yeah. Yeah, the game's pretty difficult, but... okay, Eric, save the rest for your review, dude. I need to catch up.
I already reviewed the original Blasphemous, but I'll review the DLC later, dude.
Okay. Freak5 says he's been playing Friday the 13th, Animal Crossing, and Fall Guys. Let's see. Last night while playing Friday, ran two people over before escaping in the car. Went into the game chat to listen to the people I hit bitch about me. Yeah, that's always cool. I got a lot of fuck you for running me over. Was told that I smell like cheese. I said, no, I smell like beer. There you go.
That's a reference to the movies, isn't it?
I have no idea, man. No, probably because he was drinking beer. He's heading to bed, so I told him I wouldn't do it again if I wasn't done playing. I would do it again if I wasn't done playing. Yeah, why not? Would have run them over too. Yeah. Okay. Caught up on chat here. I've been playing just Dragon Quest XI. I got over halfway. I always play these games longer than anybody else. So I'm over 60 hours into Dragon Quest, and I'm halfway done. So
it's really easy to get to level 90 now too.
It's really easy to what?
Get the max level.
Yeah. What's the max level?
99.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you two are both breaking out, like, audio-wise. Like, you both went quiet on me.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you, yeah. Okay. Eric, say something.
Yeah, say something. Butts. Okay.
Okay, I hear you.
I'm level 36, so I'm not that high level, but I'm chugging along. I'll get there. Okay, let's move on to...
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, you got some reviews. Can we do these fairly quickly?
Yeah. Scoob, which is the latest CG movie, the only CG movie of Scooby. It's not bad, but CG is so played out. Like, give me animated stuff, please. Like Cell Animation.
So. Exiled Freak5, son of a bitch.
But, it is a weird movie, because it's kind of like Metal Gear Solid 2 in a way that it tricks you into thinking that it's actually a Scooby-Doo movie, when it's actually supposed looks and feels like a pilot to a reboot of Blue Falcon. And they use Scooby-Doo as a hook to do that. Because it does the introductory of how Scooby and Shaggy met in this reboot. And then apparently it only took place 20 years ago or so, because cell phones exist. So this actually takes place in the future. So who knows what year it is, like 2030 maybe, I guess. Fast forward to the present, and how old are these kids supposed to be? Because are they out of high school or something?
I haven't seen the movie, but...
You know, in the original cartoon, it's never really said, I don't think.
I think they're recent graduates. I think that's what the story is.
It does seem like they were college students to me. That's what I always thought. It's like they were all in college, and this was like spring break or something.
Something like that, yeah.
All right. Anyways, or summer break, spring and summer break.
Something like that.
But anyways, because he made a mention about how Shaggy hasn't done his taxes. So I was like, if you're teenagers, you shouldn't even be doing taxes unless you've got a job. But the story's about how they meet Simon Cadwell in a restaurant somewhere. And I don't know why he's there, but technically it's not him, but his face is there, so, and his voice is there, so it's like weird.
You mean Simon Cowell? Like like the X Factor?
From American Idol, yeah.
Yeah, X
Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
He wants to invest in their Mystery Inc. company, because I guess they want to be detectives. For real. it ends with Scooby and Shaggy running off because he tells them that they're useless. And they're getting their feelings hurt. So, I'm pretty sure since he's not who he appears, he probably did that intentionally just to get them away. But, they get kidnapped, well, sort of rescued, more like, by Blue Falcon, because they get chased by murderous robots. They end up finding that a cameo appearance from other Hanna-Barbera cartoons shows up, and they're the antagonist. Guess who it is?
Simon Cowell?
No.
Oh, darn it.
Dick Dastardly.
Okay.
So the plot's about Blue Falcon trying to stop him from opening the gates to the underworld. I'm ruining the plot because this movie isn't bad, but I also feel like you'd be wasting your time if you watch it anyway. So, basically, they have to stop him from opening the gates to the underworld, which has a Cerberus that looks like a dog. It's just a really big, mean-looking dog, but he's a dog. It's stupid. but they also meet cameo appearances by Captain Caveman.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you giving Scoob, Eric?
I'm giving him a 6.5.
All right, slightly above average. So is it like a Redbox rental, or just wait till it comes out on cable? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I mean, you could wait until it comes out on cable, but where would it show up? Cartoon Network, because they have a thing going with Hanna-Barbera.
I have no idea. Okay, what else you got for us?
Because Cartoon Network barely shows cartoons anymore, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
But like, they're always willing to give props to Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, so we got to.
Oh, yeah, I got a review of Paper Mario, the Origami King.
Yeah.
I like this game. And if you ignore the fact that it is an RPG, it isn't an RPG, even though it kind of really still is. But I think that's part of the reason people don't care about the series anymore. It's because, or this game, because it's not the RPG they want. Then, like, with the leveling up and the partners and stuff like that that would keep the series held down. But like, there's other issues. Like, I'm not gonna mention that. I think Nintendo just doesn't know how to let go of control. The developers do what the fuck they want with their game, because like they're apparently not allowed to alter pre-existing Mario characters or create too many original characters, which is why the original characters in this game are based off of inanimate office supplies. And they're the bosses of the game. And despite the fact that they don't have facial expressions, they still have character because the writing in this game is really strong.
Okay.
So, despite the limitations, the stupid limitations Nintendo has put on them to protect the Mario brand, because, of course, they're going to do that because they see the money from the Mario movement coming out in a couple months or years. And then Nintendo just doesn't know how to handle the franchise anymore.
Okay, Eric, let's speed this one up.
But the game is fun, and the only other issues I have with it is that battle is kind of one note, because even though you don't get experience anymore, you get money, and you use that to buy perks like special upgrades that make the battles easier. But the fact is, like, the battles are basically puzzles now, and sometimes the puzzles are really easy to solve, sometimes they're not so much because you're still timed. So the only way to really take stock of what you maybe should do is to press the X button, but the perspective changes, so you can't always tell exactly what you want to do anyway, but it does give you room to breathe. But I kind of like the idea of being able to take my time out of battle, and I need to get back to that. Anyways, the only reason I sold the game is because, like, while I did enjoy it, it's probably a game I won't go back to again, and I'd rather have someone else enjoy it than have to sit in my shelf scattering dust like all my other games, because I only have so much space in my tiny apartment.
Yeah. All right, Eric, let's speed this up.
So I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Okay. So it's worthy of a purchase and well above average then. Freak 5 says,
yeah, you can buy it like most of Nintendo's first party games at Walmart are $50.
Yeah.
And people on eBay apparently want it for $40. So yeah. I had to sell it at $45. Thankfully, yeah. Someone bought it at that price. But technically, I sold it at $40 and then I had added shipping to that.
Yeah.
But
Freak 5 says, Paper Mario Ghost Bangers, Luigi's Ghost Banging Mansion. We're back to the ghost banging this week, apparently. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment. If my dog allows me to use my mouse.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, you're up.
Mine goes to the tragedy that happened in Beirut.
I was gonna put that, but I figured you would put that as well, Big Man.
Beirut had its own version of Fukushima, basically.
It was crazy. It looked like I've never seen anything like that, other than the atomic bomb in Japan. Man, it was terrible. What I think
and human incompetence again.
That's what I meant, because like they improperly stored it.
Yeah.
Stored volatile material that, you know, could blow up any time if they don't store it properly.
Yeah.
And that's when it blew up.
So last I heard, well over 100 people dead and thousands injured, and all the videos are horrifying. Like it is literally horrifying to see Breakman. So yeah. You have anything else, Break?
No. That's it. I mean, that's
isn't
that enough? That's
terrifying.
I could bring up other stuff, the shit we're going through here, but
yeah.
I mean, obviously the corona and shit. But,
yeah. 160,000 now. It's projected 300,000 by the end of the year. And that's more than double what the flu, it's like triple what the flu does every year. So anybody thinking that it was a hoax, it's not a hoax, but whatever. Mine real quickly is just some unexpected bills I got. Like they didn't collect my deductible when my car got fixed, so now I got to pay $200 and, you know, just stupid shit like that. So that's my single. Eric, what's yours?
I got a couple. I got one Stinko, but The Weathering with You apparently came out last week on Netflix, but only in Philippines.
Yeah, it might come here later, Eric. I mean,
but I don't know.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch it this week, though, and I was kind of bummered when that happened. Also, I didn't see Breakbutt, but I'm going to mention it, and I'll add it in later, but Wilford Brimley died at 85.
Yeah, I was going to put that down, too.
Oh, I forgot that happened this week. There's been other stuff, yeah.
It wasn't this week. It was last weekend, like Saturday.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Friday, even. Saturday or Friday. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley of The Thing fame and, you know, some other shit. So, of course.
And Quaker Oats.
Quaker Oats and diabetes and, you know, stuff like that. Okay, there you go. Let's move on to
Bernie's in chat.
Oh, Bernie.
Now she's leaving.
Oh, I guess.
Bye. Okay.
Well, okay. Yeah. Bye, Bernie.
Drive by chatting.
Hi and bye. Now I see it. Okay. Last week, apparently she was in the YouTube chat, which nobody joined. So I got an ear lashing for that one. Okay. Let's move on to Sweetos.
Sweeto of the week.
Speaking of Bernie, that was Bernie saying Sweeto of the week. Breakman, you're up.
I like what Freak says in chat. I had some TMNT stickers that I got from a loot crate that I thought about sticking on the shredder at work.
That would be so funny.
Stick it to the shredder, that's right.
Yeah.
Mine goes to... I've been having trouble being able to see all the baseball games and everything. All the channels I really want. Because I haven't been happy with the thing I just got off with Sling.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good deal and everything, but it just...
it's kind of bare bones.
The sports you could get were like bare bones too, and just even with the sports package, I wasn't satisfied to it. So this week I switched to YouTube TV.
Yeah.
I'm a lot happier with it.
Okay. Yeah,
it's quite a bit more, but I mean, it's not expensive. It's only like $65, but that's still more than Sling. But you know,
I just thought the price was going to go up from $65 to something like $100.
Ooh, that would suck.
That would suck, but that would still be cheaper than cable.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. The only thing is,
the only way I could get to see all the baseball games I want was this. Cable or Hulu, and Hulu was I didn't get as good of a deal with this one because YouTube has other channels on it like Animal Planet that I missed. I didn't have with Sling.
Yeah, Wyland says, "Have you seen the cardboard cutouts used for the crowd?" I mentioned that Wyland on Twitter a while back. It's stupid. It's just stupid. It doesn't add anything. It's dumb. I like what
it's not as dumb as the crowd noise, though. I hate
the crowd noise is dumb. You know what the NBA did that I liked quite a bit? Just real quick aside, Breakman. They have digital, I don't know what it is, if it's like a giant TV or a bunch of giant TVs, but they have actual people digitally in the crowd. And it's kind of cool. I don't know if you've watched any of the games, but it's way better than what baseball's doing, man. Plus, I don't think baseball's going to finish, which sucks because the Rockies are kicking so much ass, man. The Rockies are just melting everybody.
I think it's dumb that the NFL is still doing practice and they haven't shut down.
Yeah, they're not going to. They had a whole opt-out thing. I think it was the average of two players per team opted out of the season, but other than that, they're pushing forward. But if the baseball season wins in tomorrow, that's fine with me because the Reds bullpen gave up 11 last night.
The Reds
bullpen? Yeah, they gave up 11 last night.
Wow.
If the season ends tomorrow, I'm okay.
I'm not okay, Breakman. I mean, Jesus Christ, the Rockies are 9-3 and rolling, and the three games they lost by one run, And they should have won all three of those games, man. They should be 12-0 right now. They're a juggernaut this year. And they're not going to fucking finish the year. I know it. I know they're not going to finish the year. I don't think football is going to finish the year.
Look at them, how many teams have been... Well, look at the number of games played for the teams. Like, it's completely different for so many teams because there have been teams like the Cardinals, which have been hit hard by Corona. So Marlins, they haven't played as many games.
Marlins are 5-1, but half of their team has coronavirus right now. Yeah. So it's like...
You say 5-1, but the rest of the teams are up to, what, like 13 games now?
Yep. Well, the Marlins were super hard hit, man. Yeah. Like, literally half of their team was... So they're not going to finish. It's just not going to be feasible for baseball, which completely sucks. And I'm highly skeptical that the NFL will finish either. I really am. They're not going to finish. But I do believe the NBA and NHL are going to finish, which I guess is something. But still, they should have canceled it all. I know it's all about money, and they need, you know, their money-grubbing pieces of shit for the most part. But, you know, you got to think of human.
Good Lord, billionaires take a hit. Oh, my God. No, that can't happen.
Yeah, the billionaires.
Meanwhile, smart business owners across this country are watching their dreams get destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But I mean, it is nice to see sports back in a way, break. But I would have been okay. I would have been okay for them just canceling this year. Look forward to next year. Everybody get healthy. You know, get the country under control. Like, we're looking at 300,000 deaths by the end of the year. And I tell you what,
I think Slager had a stinko earlier.
What was it? I didn't see it.
About the troll doll. I have the link.
Oh, it's yeah.
I mean, what about the troll doll?
There was an inappropriate button, apparently, on a troll doll. So, yeah, I don't think it was a stinko. I just think it was just a story about Hasbro removing troll dolls from stores after complaints of an inappropriately placed button.
Like a Make America Great button?
What kind of button? No, like a belly button.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay.
What?
Actually, lower than the belly.
I can see how that could go wrong. Yes.
Okay. So there you go. They'll just retool those toys, but that is kind of funny. That is really funny. Okay.
Well, he put it in the middle of our what we've been playing, so I assumed he was prepping for Stinkos and Sweetos or something.
Okay, Eric, what are your Sweetos? I'm sorry. Huh? Break. Did you have any more?
Oh no, that's it.
Okay, Eric.
Okay, my Sweetos are that the One Piece manga outsold the Bible, apparently.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
And Jordan Peterson has COVID.
Ugh, Jordan Peterson's a piece of shit, man. Fuck.
Who is that?
He's kind of one of these...
He's a pseudo-intellectual, not piece of shit.
Yeah, he's one of these...
Transphobic.
Like, yeah, he's a what Eric says, a pseudo-intellectual that... That sounds real good, you know. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
He talks real good.
Yeah, he talks real good.
If he's not pretending to be an atheist, he's definitely a Christian sympathizer.
Yeah, yeah, he's.
He's made weird excuses for their. You could apologize him.
He has a pretty tongue.
Yeah, exactly. Got to make the money. Your credit's no good when. A Jawa runs the shop in your neighborhood. Yeah, exactly. Freak 5.
The other Sweeto I had is that Warren Ellis is out of season 5 for Castlevania.
Who's replacing him is what I'm wondering.
They don't know, but it says like he may not return, but it sounds like no, he's definitely not coming back.
Yeah, well, I mean, with the sexual abuse allegations, I could see why that. I mean, hopefully that's a good for the series and not a bad. They better bring somebody that's really, really good and knows Castlevania as good as Warren Ellis does, because that series is fantastic.
Season 4 has already been written. It just needs to be animated now and put on Netflix.
Yeah. Castlevania has been nothing short of amazing on Netflix. So, I mean, that's what happens when you when you're accused of sexual abuse, you know, just stay out of those situations, you know? I mean, I don't know. But, all right, anything else, Eric?
I mean, I'm guessing the only reason they're saying he may not come back is because, well, if the allegations prove negative, he's in the clear and he can come back, I guess. But yeah. Until he's out of the running until further notice, and they might just replace him just because they need to get the next season going.
Yeah. Freak5 says, oh, we were also finally able to get a copy of Ring Fit Adventure, which we talked about earlier. That's a... It sold like
the thing you just mocked earlier.
I did. That. I totally mocked it. And it's appropriate that Freak5 got one. So there you go. Okay, let's move on, guys. And this is something that people have kind of been waiting for, and we're going to do it. It's our free-for-all. Our free-for-all this week. All right, we're going to do this month and see how it goes. But everybody had fun with our crowning of what did we do last time? Cartoon. Greatest cartoon of all time. Everybody was fairly happy except for Weiland. Let's see how happy Weiland's going to be with this one. These are the top N64 games of all time. The top 64. Basically what I did. If you didn't send in your entry, I know Weiland mentioned a few earlier. One of them from his list made it in, so to the top 64, so we'll see how it goes. But we're doing the top 64. We're going to whittle them down to the top 32. And if you're in chat, you're in for a small treat here because I do have a bracket set up that you can clearly view, hopefully, on the screen there. But we're just going to... We're going to do this. We're going to do the top 64 N64 games of all time. Next week, we'll have 32 to go through. We'll see who goes up against who. So without further ado, gentlemen, we're going to get right into it. And the first matchup is going to be Resident Evil 2 versus Kirby 64. And I'll start with you, Brake.
Kirby 64... That one had a bunch of different games in it, right? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
I think so, and it was an excellent game, for sure. But Resident Evil 2 is really good,
too. Resident Evil 2 was a good port, despite the fact that it's got so many restrictions on it from being a cartridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a port, I'm going to go with Kirby 64. Because I like Resident Evil 2, I liked it a lot, but I played it on the PlayStation.
Yeah. Okay, what about you, Eric? What do you say?
Kirby.
Okay,
it isn't my favorite Kirby game, but it's still an original product.
Okay, I'll go with Kirby as well. It's unanimous. Kirby 64 beats Resident Evil 2.
I like the gameplay element of Kirby 64 too, where you combine powers to make
new ones. Weiland says, I have no real stake in this, so take that, Branches. I see how you are. Okay, the next matchup is an interesting one. It's WWF No Mercy versus
Turok.
WWF, because I heard
it Turok, doesn't even matter what your other choice is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about that because
it does to me. I think WWF No Mercy.
If it were Turok 2, I would have said Turok 2, but Turok 3 isn't as good as Turok 2.
Turok 3 is pretty good though. But WWF No Mercy, I don't remember being great, to be honest with you. But
you are so wrong. It is the best customization mode.
Really?
Okay. In any wrestling game.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm thinking of the other one.
Well, maybe not ever, because I think the only other customization mode, the Trouncets, would be Fire Pro Wrestling World.
You might be able to sway me on this.
With, real wrestlers with WWF.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with WWF then. I think we're all in agreement there. Turok 3 is a decent game, though. Not the best of the series, but definitely good. But WWF, No Mercy, moving on.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the Turoks actually being good.
Yeah.
They're okay shooters.
Yeah, I think there are fun moments in Turok.
No,
games,
there's.
But they're not, as a whole, great games. I mean, the one game, you're fighting a guy, in a dinosaur or something like that.
Also, they're held back severely by their performance.
Turok 2 was a great game. I don't care what you guys say. So we'll move on. We might see Turok 2 later on. All right, next matchup, guys. Excitebike 64 versus Pokemon Snap. Eric, I'm going to start with you.
I never played Excitebike 64. But Pokemon Snap was it was fun, but it's incredibly short. So I'm going to have to go with Excitebike.
What about you, Brake?
The new Pokemon Snap that's coming out gonna blow it out of the water because that hasn't aged well.
Well, of course it will. All right, break.
I've never played a Psychbike 64, so I am gonna have to pick Pokemon Snap just because I have played it, and it was. I think it was a good game for kids.
Yeah,
I personally hated it, but for kids, yeah. I think it was a good game. I saw a lot of the kids.
I'm actually going with Excitebike 64. It kind of picked up a little bit where Excitebike on the regular Nintendo picked left off and made it 10 times better. So I'm gonna
is Wave Race on this? Just I want to pick that. Instead.
Just relax, Eric. We'll get there. So Excitebike moves on barely by the skin of its teeth. All right, so now we got. I know that's kind of ironic. Eric didn't pick Pokemon, and okay, we're moving on to Diddy Kong Racing versus Army Men Air Combat, and I'll go first on this. This is a pretty easy one for me, even though Airman Air Combat was a good game. I wouldn't consider it great, but I'm picking...
I hated Diddy Kong Racing with every fiber of my being.
I like Diddy Kong Racing quite a bit, actually. So I'm picking Diddy Kong, so it looks like Breakman, you're going to be...
People loved it. I don't understand.
How many Army Men games were there?
There were quite a few, but this was one of the better ones.
Was this one the flight-only game?
Yeah, I believe it was the flight-only.
I don't think I played that one, then.
Okay. So,
because I played some of the Army Men games. So I don't think I played one that was just specifically flight. I did enjoy Diddy Kong Racing though. Yeah, so I had to go with Diddy Kong.
I did too. So majority rules. Diddy Kong moves on. All right. Next matchup: Star Fox 64 versus Castlevania. And
see, I actually like Legacy of Darkness, but it's also Castlevania on the 64. So
Freak Five is exiled.
Star Fox.
Okay, one vote for Star Fox. Breakman,
yeah,
which
I gotta
way?
Go with Star Fox. I had a lot of fun with Star Fox, and I had a lot of fun mocking Castlevania 64. Like that was not a fun game.
This is not the
combat was awkward.
No, this is the other. This is the one that included both. Eric and I talked about this before. It's not Castlevania 64. It's the one where you could unlock. What was it called, Eric? Legacy of Darkness,
no,
I think?
No, you played Legacy of Darkness, which is the game with Cornell.
Yeah.
And then you could play the original Castlevania 64 game.
Yeah. So, that aside...
But it doesn't matter since all of it's kind of
Yeah, I'm going with Star Fox 64 as well. So,
yeah, I don't remember any of that with the Castlevania. Okay, yeah. I'm still going with Star 64. Anyway.
Yep, okay. Next matchup, we talked about it earlier, but Turok... 2, Seeds of Evil versus Pokemon Stadium. And Eric, I'm going to go with you first.
Turok, because Pokemon Stadium was just fighting.
Okay, what say you, Break?
I know I picked Pokemon before, but I'm definitely not this time picking Turok. Pokemon Stadium, from what I remember, like a lot of people were just completely disappointed with that game.
Because yeah.
People wanted Stadium a Pokemon 2. Game.
Yeah.
It was
and all they got
was
those Stadium battles.
It was technically Stadium 2.
Yeah, Stadium 2. I'm sorry. It's Pokemon Stadium 2. But yes, I'm in full agreement with you guys. Turok 2, Seeds of Evil is the best of that series. I like that game quite a bit. So Turok 2, Seeds of Evil moves on. All right, next matchup, guys. F-Zero X versus Harvest Moon 64. This is a tough matchup.
F-Zero.
okay.
I mean, I like Harvest Moon, but Harvest Moon... 64 is basically just a Super Nintendo version with uglier graphics.
Okay. Well, then what say you, Break?
What?
No,
I didn't say I didn't play these games before.
Okay, so based on just the cover art, what are you picking?
Oh, just on the cover art? I'm going to go with F-Zero then.
All right, F-Zero wins. I almost picked Harvest Moon on this, but F-Zero is a great game on the... 64.
I was never into the F-Zero games.
F-Zero is so good, man. So fast. Good games, man. Okay.
I'm not into the Harvest Moon games either, so I don't know.
Harvest Moon's good, but it's I don't know. It's just not my thing either.
It's
but...
not our type of game. Yeah.
Okay. Next one's a good one, man. Star Wars Rogue Squadron versus Mario Party.
Oh, you son of a bitch. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'd rather not get into fights with my friends over Mario Party, so I'm going with Star Wars.
Okay. Star Wars gets one. I'm going to go with, oh man, this is such a tough matchup. I'm going with Mario Party, so I'm going to make it, Breakman's pick. Star Wars?
I'm as big of a Star Wars fan as I am, and that's a great game. I gotta go Mario Party.
Okay, Mario Party.
The original, by today's standards, like, it's really broken. Like, you can definitely cheat the game, and somebody can easily dominate, and there's a lot of problems with it. But back in the time, it was like...
Such a fun game.
So cool. You know, we beat each other up.
Yeah.
Pretty much. These little
a lot of people said Fall Guys is what Mario Party should have been instead of Monopoly or glorified Monopoly game.
Mario Party is such a fun game, though, man. Real fun. That's a tough matchup, but Wyland says there's a game on the list that I see I feel strongly about. Okay, cool. All right, next matchup is Turok Dinosaur Hunter versus Super Smash Brothers. Okay, it's an easy one for me as well. Turok Dinosaur Hunter is not the best of the series, but Super Smash Brothers it is. So they move on. Next one is NFL Blitz 2000 versus Pilot Wings 64. So I'll start with you, Break.
NFL Blitz. God, that was so much fun.
I mean, I hated Pilot Wings 64. I felt like... they didn't know what they were doing with it.
All right.
Pilot Wings is a much better game than Pilot Wings 64.
I'm going with NFL Blitz 2000
Blitz is so much fun. Like, just over the top. Like, after the whistle blows, like, tackling people. Yeah, yeah. On, shit like that.
Such a fun game.
Was it an arcade-style football game?
Yeah. Okay.
I never actually played it.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's really fun. All right. Next matchup is Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. Versus StarCraft 64. Breakman, I'll start.
64.
Hey, Eric, let me ask Breakman first. What are you picking?
Ooh, you know what? I think I need to think about this one.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know, I'm going to go with StarCraft just because Tony Hawk I played on the PlayStation.
Okay.
And even though I played StarCraft on the computer and it wasn't a great port, it was still like... pretty amazing what they were able to accomplish with Star Citizen.
Yeah. Okay, I'm picking Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. I thought it was a good port. You know, that was when Tony Hawk was good. But what are you picking, Eric?
I'm picking Tony Hawk because StarCraft 64 is a notoriously bad port of StarCraft.
Ooh. Yeah. It's okay. What they were able to accomplish. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was like, oh, this is really cool. But it was just, yeah, it wasn't like great, but.
Yeah.
Like I said, I played Tony Hawk on the PlayStation. For me, like, Tony Hawk was a PlayStation game, and just I love Tony Hawk. The first four games, and then after that, it kept being the same thing where you start out with this weak ass shit. Well, by the fourth game, I was really annoyed with starting over every single time.
Yeah,
because you're like such a badass by the end of the Tony Hawk games.
Yeah,
you do so many flips and shit like that. And then you start over with every game, like, oh.
Yeah. Okay, next matchup, Wipeout 64 versus Jet Force Gemini.
I never really liked the Wipeout series. I felt like it was a layman's F-Zero.
No,
Wipeout 64 is great. I haven't really played Jet Force Gemini either, but what little I did play, I did like.
These are both. This is a tough matchup because Wipeout 64 is really good, but Jet Force Gemini was one of those. It was like what you would imagine Starship Troopers sort of to be like. So I'm picking Jet Force Gemini. Eric, what are you picking?
Jet Force.
And you, Rake?
I was going to go Wipeout, but I lose.
All right.
I didn't like Jet Force Gemini. I know, like, everybody likes the game and stuff like that. I tried to play it again on the, like, on a recent port, and I'm just like, no, I don't like this game.
Yeah. Okay. I can kind of understand it, but I don't know. I like it better than...
No, it's a lot to do with the controls and shit like that.
Yeah. Understandable, Breakman, for sure. Okay. On to the next battle, Star Wars. When I can't remember which Star Wars this is. Hang on one second.
Is it Racer?
Battle for Naboo versus 007. The World Ends With You. So we'll start with you, Breakman. What's your pick?
Battle for Naboo versus The World Ends With You. The world's
world is not enough. I'm sorry.
After GoldenEye, they just kind of made up. Original Bond titles, they weren't good at all.
Yeah, like none of the after GoldenEye, none of the Bond games were really that good. But the problem is, you picked another game that isn't really good. It's one up against.
Yeah. So what are we picking?
I'm going with Naboo because it is a aircraft simulator, which I'd much rather play than anything that wasn't. Like the Bond, I think GoldenEye was the only good Bond game ever.
The World Is Not Enough was pretty good. I would pick World Is Not Enough over.
But you said it was a few. It's not the long.
No, there was a good GoldenEye game on the GameCube too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was a good
PlayStation
one.
PlayStation 2.
That was Tomorrow Under Never
Fire.
Dies. I think.
Agent Under Fire, is that what it was called?
Tomorrow Never Dies.
That might be it. I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm picking 007. What are you picking, Break?
007.
All right, 007 moves on.
Wins.
Okay, next matchup is Space Station Silicon Valley versus Pokemon. Which Pokemon is this? Pokemon Puzzle League. So,
I like Tetris, or Tetris Attack especially. So going Pokemon.
I think we're all in agreement there.
Yeah, I think we are.
That's a pretty.
I don't think
easy.
You even need to ask me. Yes.
Yeah.
It was a really good rip off of that.
Yeah. Okay, next matchup.
It was basically a reskinning of Panel de Pon, which was called Tetris Attack in the U.S.
Okay, next matchup, Mario Kart 64 versus Ogre Battle 64. I'm going to go first on this. Not close for me, Mario Kart 64 for me. Breakman, what do you got?
I never got a chance to play Ogre Battle 64. It's one of those games I wanted to play, but...
Wii U virtual console. And my Wii
Johnny Wufei says, I never played Ogre Battle 64. Yeah, it's one of those games I could never get my hands on. I would have loved to, so I have to pick the other one.
Ogre Battle,
like
okay.
I said, I have it on my virtual console, but I haven't played it yet.
All right, Eric, what are you picking?
I'm going with Ogre Battle.
All right, Ogre Battle.
I mean, because even though I like Mario Kart 64, I'd much rather play an RPG.
Mario Kart gets upset. This is one of the first upsets of the day. Ogre Battle 64 moves on. Okay, next battle. Ridge Racer 64 versus Star Wars Racer. Let's go with you, Breakman.
Star Wars Racer.
Okay, Star Wars Racer. One vote for that. What do you pick, Eric?
I think it's close.
Eric, what are you picking?
I never played Ridge Racer 64, so... I'm going to go with Star Wars Pod, Episode 1 Pod Racer.
Yep, I'll go with Star Wars Racer as well. So that's unanimous. We got another bracket here, so hang tight, folks. Here's the second bracket. I'm going to start at the bottom here. Let's go with Beetle Adventure versus Forsaken 64. I didn't play Forsaken 64, admittedly. But Beetle Adventure was a great game for me. That's what I'm picking. What are you picking, Break? Did we lose Break?
I think so.
All right. Eric, what are you picking?
What was the choices?
Forsaken 64 or Beetle Adventure?
I played Forsaken on the PlayStation and as a demo, and I was very unimpressed, so I'm going with... the other game.
Okay, I think Break just has his mute button on, but I'm picking Beetle Adventure.
Beetle Adventure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm picking Beetle Adventure as well. I don't know if Break has a different opinion, but we'll find out when he gets back. But anyways, Beetle Adventure moves on.
That's okay. What was the non-Event 64 games? Now I'm curious.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Wolfie says he doesn't care.
He says the none of N64. He's referring to the none winning the bracket.
Mario Kart.
He hates Mario Kart, yeah.
How do you hate Mario Kart, man? Such a fun game. I mean,
well, I hate Diddy Kong Racing, so I guess I can understand.
I guess. What would you pick in that matchup? Beetle Adventure versus Forsaken 64. Breakman.
Beetle Adventure Racing, by the way.
Beetle Adventure Racing.
Played Forsaken.
Yeah, I didn't. I admit it. I didn't play it. But.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Beetle Adventure Racing, even though I didn't really enjoy that
game. Forsaken was like a poor man's version of a Descent on the PlayStation.
Yeah. Okay, let's
move on. It was so goddamn dark, I couldn't tell what the fuck I was doing.
Okay, let's move on, guys. Banjo-Tooie versus Indiana Jones and the Infernal Machine. I'm going to go first, and I'm going to pick Indiana Jones and the Infernal Machine. Breakman, what are you picking?
What was the other choice?
Banjo-Tooie
Oh, Banjo-Tooie.
The strange thing is, like, Wufei, I actually hate Double Dash with every fiber of my being.
Double Dash wasn't bad. I like it.
I guess I'll go with Indiana Jones, because Banjo-Tooie is just a poor ripoff of Mario 64.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the...
I'd rather go with Banjo, because even though it's a fucking collectathon that, like, that was the that started the age of collectathons, especially Donkey Kong 64 was terrible.
Right.
Indiana Jones, I heard, was not so great of a licensed game.
No, it wasn't.
It was okay.
Definitely better Indiana Jones
games. Yeah.
Even if it was an original title that wasn't based on movies.
Okay, guys. Good. Next matchup: Blast Corps versus Bomberman 64. I'm going Blast Corps on this, even though I love Bomberman, and Bomberman 64 had a good campaign. It didn't have a great multiplayer, which is, you know, that's what Bomberman's pretty much all about. So I'm picking Blast Corps. Let's move to you, Breakman.
I agree with you.
All right, Eric.
Blast Corps too.
Blast Corps.
All right, Blast Corps wins.
Really? You said Bomberman before the show was going
no,
on.
No, I only wanted to be in the list, but I didn't know where you were going to put it. Yeah. So,
okay. Next matchup is Donkey Kong 64 or Mario Party 3, and I'm gonna go with Eric.
Plus, I would have lost anyways.
I'm gonna go with Eric.
Donkey Kong 64 versus Mario Party 3.
Yes.
I hate Donkey Kong 64, so Mario Party 3.
Okay, Breakman, what are you picking?
Donkey Kong 64 is an absolute turd of a game. Mario 3, Mario Party, all the Mario Parties from the N64 time are broken. I mean, they're all, somebody can game them and dominate every time.
Yeah, so Mario Party 1 through 3 were broken, Mario Party 4 through 6 were just not fun, okay. And Mario Party 7, 8, and 9 were all clinically cleansed, so being just barren of anything.
Okay, I'm picking Mario Party 3 instead of Donkey
Mario
Kong.
Mario Party 10 was equally...
I agree with you guys on Donkey Kong, it
I think the only good Super Mario, the only good Mario Party game is Super Mario Party.
That's not true. There were
since the original.
There was a GameCube one that was really good that I enjoyed, but
that was probably 4 maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on, guys. We gotta pick up the pace here. Rayman 2 versus Quake, and I'll start with you, Breakman.
Quake.
Okay.
Quake, because apparently Rayman 2 isn't that good of a game.
Okay, I'm in agreement. Quake was a great game, for sure. Okay.
And also, I'm surprised at how good of a port it is.
Yeah. Okay, next matchup is Goemon's Great Adventure versus Mario Golf. I'll go first. I'm picking Mario Golf. I think Mario Golf is one of the best games on the 64. And what say you, Eric?
You can't tell I don't care for golf at all, so I'm going with Goemon.
All right. What about you, Break?
I've never played Goemon, but I think I'd probably pick Mario Golf anyway. Golf was a fun game. You didn't have
Damn
to be
it.
Great at golf.
Yeah, you don't have to like golf to like
I hope
like
Miss Mario Ninja wins at least.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, especially because you could like taunt the other player when they're about to swing. Like you just, I just remember all the times where I'm like.
Yeah. How was the Quake port, Wyland says? It was okay. It wasn't
I mean,
wasn't
I never
bad.
Played the Quake port, but I did watch a punching weight video that stopped skeletons from fighting me.
I mean,
and they detailed all the work that went into it.
Playing it now...
N64 was good with shooters.
Mm-hmm. Playing it now, it's obviously not going to work, you know, so... okay.
Yeah, that'd be ugly as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's move on, guys. Duke Nukem 64 versus Mario Tennis. I'll start with you, Eric.
I didn't like any of the Mario sport games, so I'm going with Duke Nukem.
I'm going to go with Mario Tennis because Mario Tennis was fun as hell. All those Mario sports games were really fun. What say you, Breakman?
Wow. I thought Mario Tennis was all right. To me, it's just glorified Pong, though.
Hmm.
And like I said before, the N64 was good with shooters. Like, it handled shooters very well, like Doom 64, Quake, and, you know, Duke Nukem wasn't the best, but it was still, like...
Okay. All right. Duke Nukem moves on. All right. Next matchup is Conker's Bad Fur Day versus Spider-Man.
And... This is Spider-Man 2.
Just says Spider-Man. I believe it's
based on the animated series.
Yeah. So it was highly rated. I thought it was pretty good.
I never played Spider-Man, but it's probably not good. So I'm going with Conker.
No, it was pretty good actually. But yeah,
Conker. There's a lot about Conker I don't care about.
Yeah, I know, Eric. All right, what say you, Brake?
Conker doesn't hold up very well, but at the time I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Conker.
All right, I would have picked Spider-Man, but you guys picked Conker, so Conker moves on. Next is Wave Race 64 versus Mickey's, I believe this is Mickey's Speed Racer, if I'm not, Speedway USA, which is the racer. Pretty decent game, both pretty decent games. I'll go first on this one. I'll pick, I'm actually going to pick Mickey Speed Speedway.
I think it has a better frame rate, so it plays better.
Yeah, slightly. What say you, Brake?
That's the advantage of being released years after a launch title, so.
Okay, what did you say, Brake?
I'm going to have to go for Wave Race because I never played Mickey.
And what did you say, Eric?
Mickey.
Okay, Mickey barely moves on. All right, next matchup, Banjo-Kazooie versus Dr. Mario 64. Brakeman, I'll start with you.
Dr. Mario 64.
Okay.
Dr. Mario 64.
I concur. So Dr. Mario moves on. Okay, next matchup. This is kind of a weird one here, and I kind of know where this is going. But Paper Mario versus Duck Dodgers starring Daffy Duck. Start with
Paper
you.
Paper Mario.
Okay, Paper Mario for Eric. What about you, Brakeman?
I never played Paper Mario.
Okay, so you're going with Duck Dodgers then?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought Duck Dodgers was a fun game.
It was a fun game.
I never actually played Duck Dodgers.
Yeah, Duck Dodgers is fun, but I'm going to go with Paper Mario because, Paper Mario is such a good game. So I go with Paper Mario.
So
I
hear.
Okay, Super Mario 64 versus Mystical Ninja. That's the Goemon one starring, Goemon.
I'm going with Mystical Ninja because that game is fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to go with
needs to play it. It's vastly underrated.
I'm going to go with Super Mario 64 because I think it's a superior game. Why is Break?
Why is Breakman wrong? I don't know.
Super Mario 64 is a fantastic game, so I can't go against Super Mario 64. What say you, Break?
I'm going with Super Mario 64.
Okay, Super Mario.
I definitely have my problems with the game.
I'm very sad. I don't care about this list anymore.
But Eric's
give you my answer.
Eric's favorite game does not move on. It is underrated. I agree with you, Eric. This is just a list, man. I mean, it's not.
Here's the thing with Mario 64. It's a good game, but compared to all the other games that came out after using the same formula.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're doing at the time, just in the 64.
Yeah, and it came out later and it was still better.
Yeah, well, okay. You're overruled on that one, Eric. All right, this time we're going with Majora's Mask versus Yoshi's Story. I'm going to go first. This is an easy no-brainer for me. Yoshi's Story. No, I'm kidding. Majora's Mask for me. Breakman, what do you say?
I don't like either one of these games.
You
I like
don't?
Majora's Mask.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't like Majora's Mask. I didn't like, but it's still better than the other piece of shit.
It's because Majora gave Break Nightmares. Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of Majora's Mask, but I really wasn't a fan of Yoshi's Story.
Yoshi's Story is like, okay, let's make a game where you can't save your progress, but split up the levels into four blocks that you can choose at your leisure.
Okay, guys.
So you have to replay the game multiple times to see everything. It's kind of not done well.
Yeah. Okay, we got a few more matchups here, guys, this week. All right. This is a matchup of spies. GoldenEye 007 versus Mission Impossible. I'm going to start with myself. I'm going to pick GoldenEye 007. It is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, N64 games. I'm going with GoldenEye. What say you, Eric?
GoldenEye.
You, Break?
I'm trying to think if I played the Mission Impossible game.
It was fun.
Even still, I'd still pick 007.
Yeah, it was fun. It's not as good as GoldenEye, for sure. So, okay, GoldenEye moves on.
Who face said you'd love Majora's Mask if there was a Kevin Bacon mask?
All right, this is an easy matchup as well, guys.
Sorta is, but not really.
Okay. Perfect Dark versus PGA European Tour, and I know nobody's a big fan of golf games here, but European Tour was a pretty good game. But Eric, what say you?
Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark. What about you, Break?
Perfect Dark was a fucking excellent game.
That's a great game. I cannot deny that.
I never finished because I never had the expansion pack until years later. Yeah. Which
okay. In our final,
I just got around to renting the game again.
In our final matchup this week, Hey You Pikachu goes up against Ocarina of Time. I'm going to start. I'm going to pick Hey You Pikachu. I think it's an excellent. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was.
Oh, this show's over, folks. You get a great run. 11, 12 years old, something like that. That's good knowing everybody.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely picking Ocarina of Time. Wow, Ocarina of Time, right? What can you say about that game?
I'm just glad Ocarina didn't go against Mystical Ninja because that would have been very difficult for me to pick.
Okay, what about you, Breakman? You picking Ocarina?
Yeah, oh my god, I can't believe you put the Pikachu game in there, but I'm ashamed of myself. I never finished Ocarina of Time, even though it was a fantastic game. I loved it.
Great game, man. Great game. Okay, so Ocarina moves on. That concludes this week's matchups. Freak Fight says, while buying beer, I saw part of a can. The brewery was called Wesco, and the beer must have been a shandy. I have no idea what that's in reference to, but okay. All right, so Ocarina of Time moves on. To preview some of the matchups we have next week, a couple of them. Ocarina of Time is going to go up against Perfect Dark. That should be interesting. Indiana Jones will take on Beetle Adventures. Ogre Battle 64 will take on Star Wars Racer. And one more matchup to look forward to next week. Kirby 64 will take on WWF No Mercy. So those are just some of the matchups you're going to get next week as we whittle down 32 teams down to 16 next week. So you're going to want to stick around for that. What do you think, gentlemen? There's no big surprises except for, I think, let's see, what was the big surprise here?
I didn't care for Pokemon game.
That you, I know, that was really strange that you didn't go for any of the Pokemons.
Because they aren't mainline games. I don't give a fuck about spinoff games mostly.
Yeah. But yeah, there was a couple of, there was one big upset. I can't remember. Oh, it was Mario Kart 64 got knocked off.
Ogre Battle beat something.
Yep, Ogre Battle won. Really interesting. So we're down to 32. So next week we'll get it down to 16. I think that was pretty good, gentlemen. What do you think, Break? Your overall impressions? Do you think we did a decent job of whittling them down?
I think you guys did, but I've been told I was wrong. So.
Well, you're always wrong, Break, man. So you know, as long as you understand that. So, okay. I think that's going to do it for this week, guys. Let's start doing our plugs. We'll start with you, Breakman. you know what? Every time there's a pause, I just know that shit's coming, man. It's ridiculous.
That's what I was reaching for, but I think there was like a sour note on here, I think. Mm. It didn't sound right to me.
God.
Right there. Did you hear that?
They're all sour notes, Breakman.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all sour notes.
You feeling hurting monster.
All right.
Follow me at break_man on Twitter and at RP Grinders. You can ask Dear Breakman a question. I'll be crying by myself.
Is that like dancing with yourself, you know, or talking to yourself?
I wonder what a Dragon Quest game on the 64 would have looked like.
It wouldn't have been bad, I don't think. I mean, you know. I mean,
I think that's why they didn't do it, though, because it would have looked bad, though.
Yeah, probably.
I saw a video earlier today of Halo on what Halo would look like on N64.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too. That was interesting. I thought that was...
And Mother 3 was a game that was supposed to be a 64 game.
Yeah. Okay, so any other plugs, Break?
No.
Your feelings are hurt. All right, Eric, you're up.
I've got a review on Boston Bash Brigade this week it's more of an impressions, but for the Switch version of Trails of Cold Steel 3. And if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little as $1 to my Patreon would help me out a lot. And you could do that by going to my profile on Twitter, which is @EricRPG.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Continue to wash your hands and wear masks.
Yeah.
And for God's sakes, wear it over your freaking nose, people. Yeah. I am sick of seeing people wearing them under their nose. Like,
and if you can, avoid sending your kid to school.
Yeah.
And do homeschool. Or if the school gives you a digital option, just do it through online.
Or how about this? Just skip a year. It's not going to kill anybody. I know parents are worried about babysitting and stuff like that, but usually that's what family's for.
Or teach your kids, because it's not like the school's actually going to do their job and actually educate your children.
Right. I mean, you could do that too, which is, I know it's tough.
I don't trust parents to educate their children, though, either, because so many homeschooled kids get the, you know, they get the indoctrination treatment.
Right. Yeah. There's options.
A good alternative would be to get yourself the great courses and use that as your curriculum.
Yeah, I know a lot of parents are relying on schools for basically babysitting because they're working. I totally get that. But it's really, you know, I mean, it's a matter of life and death.
What George is doing is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a matter of life and death. Actually,
let's send kids to high school where we crowd the hallways, because unlike Japan, we don't shift the teachers around. We shift the students around.
Yeah.
Real smart.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll talk about that next week, guys. But next week we'll have 32 of the finest Nintendo 64 games vying for the title of Ultimate N64 game. We'll crown the champion by the end of the month. And, you know, if you're in chat, you can voice your opinion on what you want us to do. You can also tweet us at RP Grinders. Let us know what type of list we should be doing. Should it be, you know, the top anime of all time? Should it be the top video game of all time? Should it be, you know, whatever you want, the top horror?
We need to be less vague than top video game of all time. Like, goddamn.
No, I know, but, you know, we can do, we can...
Frank, why are you trying to make our lives hard?
I'm just saying, like, we can do the top PlayStation 2 games of all time, we can do, you know, we can do the top PlayStation, we can even do top Xbox 360 games, or whatever you guys want, let us know. We'll be doing a lot of these, hopefully.
Top Atari 2600 games.
Yeah, holy shit, yeah.
That'd be hard for me, since I know only a handful.
I could do those for sure, for sure. Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow, let's see, what else? Oh, you can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, on Nintendo, Sony, Xbox. Freak Five says top porn stars. Well, send it in. You know, if we get enough people wanting that, then I'll put a list together.
I'll abstain from that list.
Why would you abstain, man? I mean, we could do male and female porn stars, man. Let's see, what else?
One, because I don't know enough, and two, if I did know enough, I wouldn't want to be on the podcast.
Why? Porn is...
Because he'd be busy. He'd be too busy watching porn off to do a podcast.
Yeah. I guess. Okay, let's see, what else? What else on the list here? If you want to join the chat live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern. We'd love to have you on the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/RPGrinders, or just search RPGrinders on YouTube as well. But everybody is in the Twitch chat, so join us there. We have a lot of fun. So if you want to tell us, if you have any comments or anything for Breakman, make sure you tweet at RP Grinders. Thanks to all the archive listeners, and thank you very much to our chatters. Let me read off who was in the chat room. I know Wyland was in there, Slagar was in there, our good friend Freak Five was in there, another TV viewer was in there, and I think Bernie was in there for just a quick second, so thank you to her. Anybody else I'm missing? Did I mention Slagar? I think I did. Okay, that's about it. You guys have anything else?
Nothing? Girls weighs better than friends.
How dare you? How dare you, Breakman?
I would agree with that one.
How dare you, Breakman? To a jacket to lesbian porn. Jesus Christ, Breakman, what's wrong with you? Okay, that does it for this week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out.
Check.
Bridget the Midget.